meet him.
I'd like to meet him.
The first thing Rabbi Barton himself and I learned together was he said the shortest of both. And that's one of the great feel bads for him all.
Okay, we are on the page of the base. And we are up to Amar Abaya, about three quarters of the way down. I guess 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 lines in the book. Okay. So we're up to 15 lines at the bottom. Amar Abaya. Now, we just had a Shiloh. Reb Abba had a Shiloh. What happens by Kedushin if you say Kedushin besides for one person? You marry the woman besides for one person. Does it work or not work? Then it said Hadr Pashta. Then he was Pashta the Shiloh. And Hadr Pashta was that it's the same by Kedushin as by Gerushin. So accepting that Pesach of Reb Abba means a person can do a marriage to a woman and he's married to her vis-a-vis everybody besides one person. That person, everybody should please mute themselves. And that person,
Rabbi,
yes.
I don't think the recording started.
It did. I checked.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Shalom Aleichem, Roger, by the way. Anyway, I don't know where you are, but in Cleveland we're having Florida weather.
Yes, I know.
Okay. Shabbos, I don't know if you enjoyed Cleveland last Shabbos, but this Shabbos, you can really enjoy Cleveland. Anyway, so it comes out that if Shimon would live with her, he's not living with an Aches Ish. She's not an Aches Ish vis-a-vis Shimon. So theoretically, we hope, she can live with Reuven, who's her husband, and with Shimon, she's not an Aches Ish. That's what comes out. Strange set of circumstances, but then again, that's what Rababa said, according to Eliezer, works. So the Gemara has a few shilas. Zog to Gemara, Amar Abaye, Im Timtzu Laimer Isul Rababa. So I want to clarify things. Bar Ruvein v'kitcha chutz mishimon. Ruvein made kedushin besides Shimon. Uba Shimon v'kitcha chutz miruvein. And Shimon came and made a kedushin. And he said it should asher to everybody besides Ruvein. But she's already asher to everybody. So Shimon's kedushin accomplished zero. Ruvein made kedushin. And he said she's going to be usher to everybody besides her Shimon. Shimon goes and makes Kedushin and says, everybody besides her Ruvein. Now, his everybody is meaningless. She's already usher to everybody. And he's not ushering her to the one person that she was mutter to, her husband. So Shimon's Kedushin is meaningless. A meaningless Kedushin is meaningless. It's not chal. Shimon is not married to her. A Kedushin has to usher her on somebody. You're making this woman the Kudeshes means you are assuring her on other people. Now, it could be one person, it could be everybody, but it's got to assure her somebody. Shimon's Kedushin is doing zero. She was already assured to the whole world besides for him, and he's making, except for her, him, and Ruvein, and he's making a Kedushin that doesn't assure on Ruvein. So what did he accomplish? Zero. A zero Kedushin is not a Kedushin. My Nafkamina. Right. My time, sorry. Boshim and Vekitcha Chutzmi Ruvein. Umei Sushneim. And they both died simultaneous. Because if they died consecutively, it might be different. Because when Ruvein died, it could be that Shimon's Kedushin would kick in. Because at that point, Ruvein's Kedushin does not answer it to everybody. And maybe Shimon's Kedushin would answer it, gets involved. Can it work later? Can it not work later? To avoid that issue, they died simultaneously. Now, she is for what?
Actually, something? Rabbi Yossi Aglili,
actually, something? Well, that's what, I mean, the Gemara, Yavamas talks about Shneim Befachas, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, right? Shneim, Mesu Shneim, Mesu Yavamas Lelebi. Now, here is a woman that is Ruvain's wife, theoretically, I mean, not theoretically, and Shimon's wife, theoretically. Is she married? We have a pasuk that tells us that Yibum happens when she's married to one person. Is this woman considered married to two people? If she's married to two people, there can't be evil.
Why would she be married?
Because Reuven made Kedushin and Shimon made Kedushin. So therefore, Zokstrabaya, Veina Nikara Baeshishne Mesim, I don't consider her married to two deceased people, my Taima, Kedushin the Reuven Ahani, Kedushin the Shimon Leahanu. I spoke this out before to put this in perspective. So what would be a case of biblical Eshes Shnei Mesim? Now, according to the Rabbanon, it can never happen. Rabbanon don't have partial Kedushins. So if you don't have partial Kedushins, Pashtus, it cannot happen. According to Gemara and Kedushin, it could happen. According to Rabbi Yochanan, Lacha Shloshim, Lacha Esrim, Lacha Asara, it could happen, but I'm not getting involved in that now. We leave that for Kedushin. So, Allah, Eshes Shnei Mesim, Mechim, Mishkakas, look. Higan, Shabbat Ruvein Vekitcha Chutz Mishimon. Uba Shimon Vekitcha Stam. Ruvein said she's married to me besides for Shimon, and Shimon came and said she's married to me. Period. He didn't say besides for Ruvein. So his Kedushin is effective to answer her on her husband. But he wasn't, right? As far as Shimon was concerned, she was a single woman. He made Kedushin. That answers her on Ruvein. So now she's married to Ruvein and married to Shimon. Reuven's Kedushin effectively answered her and everybody besides Shimon, and Shimon's Kedushin effectively answered her and Reuven. So now she is only mutter to Shimon, by the way, but at the same time she's married to two people. Stop the Kedushin Reuven Ahanu LeMesra Alma, the Kedushin the Shimon Ahanu LeMesra Reuven. Right? Reuven's Kedushin answered her in the whole world, and Shimon answered her and Reuven. So she is married to both. Both Kedushins were effective. And therefore, she's an Eshes Shnei Mesim biblically. According to the Chachamim, we don't have a case of Eshes Shnei Mesim. Because a woman is either married or not married, she can't be married to two people. Right? So therefore, Eshes Shnei Mesim, according to the Chachamim, is a rabbinic thing. But he did a mimer, we had it in Gomus, Reuven died, Shimon did a mimer, and then Shimon died. She's married to Reuven biblically, she's married to Shimon rabbinically, so she's coming from two houses, and then we say he can't do Yibum. But that's a rabbinic halach of Eshes Shnei Mesim. There is no biblical Eshes Shnei Mesim, because according to the Rabbanan, either you are married or you're not married. There's no half marriages. But Rabbi Lazar allowed a half marriage. So you can have half to him, half to her, half to him. And therefore she's married to two men at the same time, and therefore according to that, they both die. There's no Yibum. It's Eshes Shnei Mesim.
The rise of that she can be married to two.
That's what Rabbi Eliezer said. He said, if you make a Kedusha Chutz Mishimon, she's married to Reuven, but she's also freed to Shimon. That's what Rabbi, again, I didn't say.
Right.
I didn't say. Yesterday we had a Gemara that said that just like by Gerish and Rabbi Eliezer said, you can divorce a woman besides for one person, you can marry a woman for besides for one person. Or by the way, besides for 10 people. And then the second person can come along and marry her and not make a besides. So now she has two husbands.
The divorce would be, yesterday's machlokes would be also midiraisa.
Absolutely. He learned it from a pasuk. He learned it from a pasuk. The Gemara wanted to know where he got it from. The Gemara brought two psukim. Either v'yatzim v'beisav ha'ocha v'yatzim ish agar, one, even if you can only marry one, and for sure if you can marry more than one, and the other one was v'isha grusha me'isha v'yikachu. The Gemara brought two psukim. Rabbi Yezim was a deraisa. Rashi. Zok Rashi, im timtzu leimer, a lot of Rashi here, so let's take it. Im timtzu leimer as Isilud Rebaba, Aliba Drebliezer, the Ava Kedushin, that he said, again, Rebaba took Gerushin and applied it to Kedushin using the Hekesh of Ayatza V'Hoysa, which said, compare Kedushin to Gerushin. That was Rebaba's piece. Rebaba didn't talk Kedushin. Rebaba came along and said, what works for Gerushin, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. What works for Gerushin works for Kedushin. Okay, so based on Rebaba, right? Even so, the following case would not work. Reuven made a Kedushin for everybody besides Shimon, his brother. And Shimon said, I am marrying her, but she's not banned to Reuven. He can do Yibum. Why? She does not become usher to Levi Nezika Shnei Yevamim because she's bound to two husbands. The bond came from two husbands. Why not? And we must know, where does this halacha come from? This Nambi Yevamis. Shloisha Achim. This is where the Mishnah says this halacha of Eshi Shnei Mesim. The Mishnah's case is rabbinic. Shloisha Achim, three brothers, Umeis Echa Mehem, one died. Basa Sheini Maimer B'Yevamtai. He did a rabbinic bond to his Yevama. Maimer is a Drabanon, right? So he accomplished Maimer, which does not affect biblical law. But the bottom line is, rabbinically, she had a partial marriage to Shimon. To Shimon, to the second husband. Umeis, Chaylatzes V'loi Mitzavemes. She says Chalita, and not Yibam. Shenemar, Umeis Echa Mehem, Yevama Yavu Yaleha. Mi Shaleh Zikas Yav Mechad, V'loi Shaleh Zikas Shnei Yevamim. Only a woman that has one Zika from one, not from two. Again, rabbinically. But we're using that pasuk to show that since she's rabbinically bound to two husbands, there's no Yibam. There's Chalitza, but no Yibam. Kazu, Shadayin Layatzasim Zika Sivum HaMeis HaRishon. She has not left the first Zika. Then Yivam Yaitzim Zikas HaLubabia. No Yivam leaves her Zika only by living with the person. But it touches because biblically that's the only way to remove Zika or Chalitza. But it touches Allah Zika Machmas Mamorah Shosheni. And now she has a new Zika rabbinically because of the second one's Maimer. That's what the Mishnah said. Now the question is, since Rabbi Eliezer allowed a woman to have two husbands, can we have an Eishes Shnei Meitzim Doraisa? So the Hachashmin Abaya, I feel the Eishes L'Drababa. Even according to Rababa, she Kedushin Kelu, have a Kedushin L'Gabi Alma, then you can have a Kedushin that excludes people, but into Shnei Kedushin, and Yechayra, both are Kedushins, ain't any Karabai Eishes Shnei Meitzim. No, it doesn't work. My time up. Kedushin to Reuven Ahani. I have a Kedushin to Shimon Le'Mahani Midi. The Shimon's Kedushin accomplished zero. The Kivin's Amr Chutzmi Reuven. By Asra Shum Adam Amutter. He did not banner to anybody that's Mutter. Shari Asura by Medici Alakil Chutzmi Reuven. Because she was already Asra to everybody besides Reuven and Shimon. And Shimon didn't Asra her to anybody else. And I'm learning like Dvidva, this is my colleague for sharing how to learn this, that Pshat is a Kedushin that doesn't ban is a non-Kedushin. See, from Rashi it's not clear, because Rashi says even though she is married, has two Kedushins. So Rashi makes it sound that the Kedushin did work, but not for Yibum purposes, because it didn't accomplish, which is a very fair story. If it's Kedushin, it's Kedushin. So I learned like Dvidva, that a Kedushin does not ban her on anybody, is not a Kedushin. A Kedushin has to accomplish a ban. You are Mukadeshus to me, exclusively, meaning leaving out others. If it's not leaving out anybody, so then it's not a Kedushin. Meaning, if a man would say, I'm marrying you, but you're mutter to everybody, it's not a Kedushin. You didn't ask her on anybody. Kedushin has to ask her. That's what the Ritva is saying. Chatting this Gemara. I'm sorry?
For the second Kedushin?
For any Kedushin. The second Kedushin is not answering her. Because the second husband says besides the first husband. She was answering everybody besides the second husband, and the second husband didn't add anything.
But even if he says you're worth to everybody, for the guy's brother is answer. He's because of lady, and says you're worth to everybody. By doing that, he's answering on his brother.
No, he's saying that when Reuven would be Mekadesh a woman besides everybody, I said it's a non-Kedushin, doesn't ban her. So he's saying it would ban her to Reuven's brother, it's Eish HaSach. He can't not ban, so he is accomplishing something.
I mentioned that a couple of days ago, but that is an intrinsic part of the Kedushin.
Yeah, but so therefore the Kedushin did accomplish something. That's what he's bringing up, he might be right. I didn't think of it. Might be right.
Rashi's saying it's two brothers, Reuven and Shimon.
Yeah.
And if it weren't two brothers,
You'll be saying, well, look, she's not married to Shimon. The way the Ritva learns, Shimon's Kedusha was a non-Kedusha.
The halacha of Eishes Shnei Meitzim, if they weren't brothers, that there's no Yibum, if they both died, that neither of the husband's
brothers would do Yibum, because Eishes Shnei Meitzim? No, and I'll prove it to you in a minute. No. But the next one, I see, Eishes Shnei Meitzim, Hechem Ishkak, Slabani, Yonadur, Abba, Gumbo, Ruben. So let's take the case that the Gemara says is Eishes Shnei Meitzim. Right. Reuven makes Kedushin besides for Shimon. Right? And Shimon makes Kedushin besides for, I'm sorry, including Reuven. That's the Gemara's case. So at that point, she's Eishes Shnei Meitzim. And if they both die, she doesn't go to Yibam because she's falling from two houses. Now that's only true if there's a Zika from two houses. If they're not brothers, there is no Zika from two houses. She's falling from Reuven. Let's say Reuven and Shimon are not brothers, right? And Reuven banned her and everybody besides Shimon, and Shimon banned her even from Reuven. And then Reuven died. So she's falling to Reuven's brother from Reuven. He can't do Yibum because she's married to Shimon. So that's not Eishes Shnei Meitzim that bans them. She's an Eishes Ish. Not a walk of Eishes Shnei Meitzim. So yes, she won't have Yibum. But not because she's as a zika of two people. It's because she's an Eishes Ish. Now, if they both die, so she's not an Eishes Ish, so she's falling to Reuven's brother from one house and from Shimon's brother from a different house. It's not Eishes Shnei Meitzim. It's Yevam Elushuk. There is an other Isser here, but it won't be Eishes Shnei Meitzim.
Where do we see that Eishes Shnei Meitzim have to be both of the first
The pasuk is umeis echad mehem. We're talking about one brother. From there we make a diak. One brother died, and she's coming from one brother, not just coming from two brothers. That's the diak.
I understand, but
the whole thing is
going to be a simple case.
She won't be an Eishes if she's coming from two different. He says only the Zika is only the one.
I understand. According to the Madamar Ein Zika, there's no denomination
of Eishes Shnei Meitzim? No, it's Zika that we're talking about. Yes, Zika and Zika is a Rabbanan. What, to what degree did Rabbanan take Zika? But the Raisa, there's something called Zika, which is called a bond. Doesn't make her an Eishes Ish, it doesn't make her a Chais Ish, it doesn't do all the other things, but there is a bond, a biblical bond, that has to be removed. Whether the old Yezik or Ezik is Rabbanan Shiloh, whether Ezik creates Isurim of Erva. Dr. Gavarbite, now Abai is going to have a list of Shilohs. Okay? He's going to have a list of Shilohs. Bye, Abai. Abai asked the following Shiloh. Now he's going to have a whole list. This is by Get. We're going back to Get. He says to his wife, he writes to Get, and he hands it to her. He doesn't hand it to her yet. He says, I want you to know I'm giving you this Get. I am permitting you to marry everybody besides Reuven and Shimon. Then, before he gave it to her, way Rashi learns, the Chazav Amal Allah Reuven and Shimon. Then he said, I'm permitting you to Reuven and Shimon. And then he hands her to Get. Now the question is, did he cancel everybody else? Or did he add Reuven and Shimon? He told the woman, I am divorcing you for everybody besides Reuven and Shimon. Quite troubling answer, that works. Then he said, I'm divorcing you from Reuven and Shimon. Does he mean to say, also Reuven and Shimon, and then he would even work according to the Rabbanon? Or is he saying, Reuven and Shimon exclusively, and everybody else is not mutter. Is he going the other way, or is he adding? Is he doing, thank you very much. Is he doing a 180, or is he just doing an extra? Shaila is, Mi Amrina Maida Asher Shara, what he asked before, Reuven and Shimon, he's removing. It's over Maida Asher Shara, Maida Shara Asher. Yes.
Did you give it again?
After the second time.
Oh,
That's how Rashi learns. Look, Rashi. Rashi's on the top of the Amud Aleph. It's Rashi for the Gemara on the Amud Beis. My the Asher Shara. The Haile Reuven and Shimon the Hadar Amar Lot. Koy the Mesira. Notice Rashi. That Reuven and Shimon that he says to her before he hands it to her. Af the Reuven and Shimon Kamar. He means also the Einish Shiyar he didn't leave over. Aduma, Haile Reuven and Shimon the Hadar Amar Kamar. Chazarehi. He's changing his mind. Shechazer v'hafek tanoi. He turned over the Haile Reuven and Shimon and he matir levada. I'm only permitting her to Reuven and Shimon. That's the question. What did he mean when he said Reuven and Shimon? Obviously, he's saying whatever the words mean, either that or he's not here. Next, Shaila in the Gemara.
Did he repeat the words Harayat Muteres again?
No. Yeah, Harayat Muteres for Reuven and Shimon. He said, Arat Materis L'Chaladim Chutzmi Reuven V'Shimon. And then 30 seconds later, he said, Arat Materis L'Reuven V'Shimon.
Isn't that clear?
What is that? What's clear?
Thank you.
That what?
Arat Materis L'Reuven V'Shimon.
How about everybody else? Is it an addition or is it a new thing? Not clear. Im Tim Tzolaymar, the Gemara does this. If you would say that the Gemara has a second shaila, the Rambam Shita is that whenever the Gemara does that, the Gemara feels that that's the right shot without a raya. Sometimes the Gemara has a raya. Sometimes the Gemara doesn't have a raya. So there's two ways to understand Imtim Tzolaymar. It's that we're building shailas. Not that we know what the halacha is in the first shaila. Not that we have a gut feeling what the halacha is in the first shaila. But Stam, we're figuring out. If you learn this way, a new Shiloh. If you learn this way, have another Shiloh. Rambam says, no. So when the Gemara says, Imtim Tzolaymar, the Gemara is saying, if you ask me what I think logically it's that. And therefore we pask like an Imtim Tzolaymar. That's what the Rambam holds. Whatever way the Gemara is going to say it, the Rambam holds the Gemara is saying, deep down we think that's the halacha. Good enough for us. Then we pass it that way.
It's a gut feeling.
No. Good enough, that gut feeling, that we pass it that way.
Gut feeling more like...
No. I meant to... I didn't mean that. Yes, doctor.
Saying that this second statement, instead of being an addendum and a reversal in part, is something completely independent, is... difficult. I mean, I understand the question. However, I mean, just a mindset, there was someone who had been a regular part of Bikur Chol, who had a devastating medical incident and was dented in the ICU and brain dead. And the ethics committee got called in. Since one of the times he had been in the unit as part of the Bikur Chol, he had said to the person next to him, I would never want that to happen to me. The question was whether by saying that, he was a do-not-innovate, he's a firm guy, absolutely, so much opposite from everything else. And I... argued that was stupid, using essentially those terms. So because based on past evidence, even though the statement, I would never want that happen to me, I mean, you said I would never want strawberry ice cream, that means you don't want strawberry ice cream. Not that if you needed strawberry ice cream, you wouldn't.
Again, I hear what you're going. But the bottom line is the Gemara seems to think there's two understandings.
You know, I understand the logic is a very strict exclusion of common sense. And I mean, we talked about it earlier. I said, you know, the Gemara is going into mind reading.
Again, I just read the Gemara and translate. Imtim Tzolaymar, Maidas Yashara. If you're going to pick the side to say that he's no. He's adding Reuven and Shimon. Right. So according to the Rambam seems to say that the Gemara feels that's the better Svara. According to other Rishayim, the Gemara just wants to have a new Shaila, and it can only work in that way. Makes it up Kamina La Locha. We'll show you at the end. The Ruvay Mao. What if he just says, Harat Mataris Lechol Adam, besides your Ruvain and Shemin? And then he says, you're Mutter to Ruvain. He didn't say Shemin in the second time. The Ruvain Mao. The Ruvain Vuadil Shemin. Does he mean both? He's just saying the first name? I do by the come of the Ruvim Shin the Pasig Bay. That was the first name. I do by the Ruvim Davka. He didn't say Shimon, but he didn't say not Shimon. Vim Tim Tzaloimar, the Ruvim Davka. If you're going to say he meant Ruvim, because if he meant Shimon, he would have said so. How many of you says was Shimon? He says, you're mutter to everybody besides Ruvim and Shimon. You're mutter to Shimon. Maybe that's the last name he just said, so he said that, but he meant both. L'shimim v'wadin l'ruvim v'aydakam r'shimim v'shim d'sralik minei. That was the last thing. Adum l'shim adavka. That's his shiloh. So those are the shilohs that Abaya had. Comes along Ravashi, boy of the Ravashi. What if he said, as l'shimim? He said, you're mutter to everybody besides Reuven and Shimon. You're also mutter to Shimon. Is there also on everybody? Or is there also on Reuven? Ava Reuven koi? Or Ava Alma koi? Teku. Now teku means we have no proofs. I've said this many times. Whenever the Gemara says teku means we don't even have an attempt to prove it. No raya. No brisa. No memra. No mish. Nothing. We teku means literally let it stand.
On Ravashi only?
That's the shayla. Because if you learn like the Rambam, it's only going back on the Shailas that the Gemara did not say Imtim Tzoloimar. But on the Shailas that the Gemara said Imtim Tzoloimar, it's not a Shaila. But if you, because we paskin like Imtim Tzoloimar. But if you don't learn like the Rambam, the Gemara never brought a riot to any of them. So it becomes a teku, and teku means you have to be machmer both ways in a case of get. Whereas we go like the Rambam, we have a psak in the ones that it says Imtim Tzoloimar. So according to the Rambam, the first case, she's divorced from everybody. It works, even according to the Rabbanim. Gemara said him to Tzoloimar. Again, this is where that Machlokes Rishayim, how to deal with an Imtim Tzoloimar, makes a practical difference. The Rambam paskins, the guy says Chutz Mi Reuven V'Shimon, and then he says the Reuven V'Shimon, she's totally divorced, even according to the Chachamim. It's a great get, she's mutter to everybody. Why? Ida Gemara didn't know. Gemara said Imtim Tzoloimar. That's good enough. That means the Gemara is saying, deep down, that's what we feel the halacha is.
So there would be a teku by a kid. I mean,
there'll be a teku on the next shayla, but there won't be a teku. That's what the Rambam holds. That's the Rambam shita. Other Rishayim disagree. They say the Gemara was just trying to show you different shaylas, but it didn't mean to pick sides in the first shayla. It's that you couldn't have the second shayla unless you went one way, but not because we felt that was better. This is a machloikas with Shainim and how to understand the piece of Gemara.
Rambam would know what the first two questions.
Whatever it says in Tim Tzoloimar, that's what the Rambam would know. Correct.
But that part, Paskin, now the next shayla,
we have no psak.
No psak.
How would he use the word teku?
The take was only going on the last case.
On the last case.
Well, there's no Imtim Tzoloimar. This is the Rambam's Chiddush, that every Imtim Tzoloimar is the way we pass. Even though there's no Raya. Rashi. Don't you ask me, I don't know how the Reuven V'Shimon, we did that already. Boy, Ravashi, Afla Shimon Ma'u. I'm going to chutz me Reuven V'Shimon. He said, besides Reuven and Shimon, but Al-Khazib Amalah, Aflu Shimon. I didn't learn the whole Gemara. I should read it again. By Ravashi, Aflu Shimon Ma'u, Afa Reuven, I did it right. Then he said, also Shimon. Imtim Tzloim Ha'ekad, the Khazib Amalah Shimon, but Loyam Ra'as. Rashi is explaining that Ravashi Shaila is also an Imtim Tzloim. It's if you're saying Shimon by itself only means Shimon. Dafka the Shimon Kumar. Ha'kamai, he added the word As. Given the Amar As. He must have meant to be matter both. The high af aruven koi. Even though he didn't mention his name. I don't want the Shimon Belayla Ruvain. The Hayaf, Akula Amakoi. This half is going on everybody else. And the Gemara doesn't answer. It says Teku. And again, I know everybody learns that Teku stands for Tishbu Yitaretz Kishas Rabbis, and it's true. Elio Anov Yukam will tell us. But that's not the literal translation of Teku. The literal translation of Teku means we have nothing to say. No attempt to prove it. Whatever the Gemara attempts to prove a Shaila, it doesn't say Teku. Even if the proof doesn't last. But we didn't let it stand. We offered solutions. We have nothing to offer here. That's what Teku means. Okay, now I'm going to do something that nobody will like, but that's just where life is. The Gemara is going to bring a Braisa. And this Gemara is going to bring four or five different questions that Tanoim had in Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. And each of them needs explanation. And each of them, Rabbi Eliezer, has a response. So the Gemara first brings all five. Then the Gemara will dissect it. As we will see from the questions, we won't see today, but as the Gemara dissects it, we will see that some of these questions assumed that Rabbi Eliezer was talking about chutz, and some of the questions assumed that he was talking about almanas. If you remember correctly, yesterday we brought a machloikas, the Mishnah and a Braisa. What is the case of the machloikas Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim? Is it a case when he says, I'm divorcing you besides, which is what the Mishnah said, Ella? Or is it a case when he said, I'm divorcing you on condition? Right? There was two different opinions in Rabbi Eliezer and what the Chachamim argue on. Each of these Tanoim is going to question. Some of these Tanoim will be questioning Chutz because they assume the Machlokes is by Chutz. Some of these questions are going to be assuming Amanas, and they're questioning the Amanas. Different questions for different cases. And the Gemara will bring down all five questions. Then the Gemara will say, each question, what is it going on, what exactly it is, and what could Rabbi Eliezer have answered? He was not alive anymore when they did this. So the Gemara says, this is what he could have answered had he been alive. And the Gemara is going to go through all of them, and the Gemara is going to say, there's one that he has no answer for. One solid question. And then the Gemara will try to get out of that one too, but that's the next piece of Gemara. It goes for an amud and a half. Tana Rabbana. After Rabbi Eliezer died, and as an aside, Rabbi Eliezer was put into Cherem, and he died when he was in Cherem. They removed the Cherem right before he died. They went to visit him, they had to stand 4 amas away. He was in Cherem, he was dying, and he basically. He was in Cherem because of a story in Masechtas Bava Metzia about a certain oven, whether it was Tar or Tameh. Everybody said it was Tameh, and he said it was Tar. And he refused to bow to the majority opinion. And Bosco came out and said, like him, Rabbi Shua said, we can't rely on the Mishmaimi. The river should flow backwards, the river flow backwards. Shua said, Laymeva Layamhu. He said that a shul wall should fall down. And Rabbi Shua said it should stand up. And it became the Leaning Tower of Pisa. Right? That was the and they put him in Cherem because he refused to back down. What? I should turn over. Right. Bottom line, he died in Cherem. They came to visit him, but as he was dying, they stayed 4 amas away, and he basically told them, you guys wasted your time, you could have learned so much from me that you didn't. He said, my hands are like 3 Shifri Taira, and you fellows didn't even take like a dog who licks from the water, from a sea. You didn't even take that much out of my Taira. And he told Rabbi Kiva, you're the worst. You could have learned the most and you didn't. And therefore you're going to die a tragic death. This is all Gemara. This is not a storybook in Olamenu. This is in the Gemara. Anyway, I think this is in Shabbos? No. Where is it? Aved Zara? Where is it? Kishnif Rabbi Eliezer that came to visit him. It's a heck of incident. Whatever it is. The Gemara about putting him in Cherem is above Metzia.
Why did they take him out?
They did at the end of his life.
Why?
He was dying. Because they had to bury him. His whole shaila had to bury a person in Cherem. They removed the Cherem. He didn't take his tzillin. The whole Gemara. He told this kid to take his tzillin off. To take his tzillin off was almost Shabbos, like the candles, take the tzillin. It was the whole deal over there. That's the Gemara bite. Tana Rabbanu Lachem Pitirasi Shreb Eliezer. After Rabbi Eliezer died, Nichnasu Abbas Kainim Lahashiv Al Dvarav. four Sgeinim got together to argue with Rabbi Eliezer's opinion in our Mishnah. Either our Mishnah or the Braisa, we don't know. Either by Chutz or by Almanas. Eluhay, these were the four that got together. Rabbi Yisrael Glili, Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Lezim and Azariah, Rabbi Kiva. Now these were not his contemporaries, these were his students. Rabbi Eliezer was the generation before. Rabbi Eliezer lived at the Churban Beis HaMikdash, so did some of these people. Rabbi Eliezer lived at the Churban Beis HaMikdash, he was a Talmud of Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai. If you remember the Gemara in Gittin, him and Rabbi Shua were the ones that carried Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai out of Yerushalayim when he went to see Vespucin. But this is the these four Talmidim got together, and they said, Rabbi Eliezer makes no sense. Now to Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon's question was, spoke out his first question. And he said, I don't understand how can Rabbi Eliezer say that you can have a gerushin that divorces her besides for one person. Because Harishahokazu, Benitzis Vagav Shoset. Reuven said, I'm divorcing her from everybody besides for Shimon, not his brother, regular person. So, according to Rabbi Eliezer, she's divorced from everybody besides from Shimon. She went and married Shimon's brother. Perfectly legal. And then Shimon's brother died without kids. Shimon can't do Yibum because to him she's an Asian fish. Can you have a case that will uproot Yibum because this guy's get? This is what Rabbi Tarfon said. Again, the Gemara is going to dissect his question. I'm reading his question. Today I'm going to read all five questions. And we'll see how they work. The Gemara will explain each one of them. At this point, we're just reading them. So it comes out, Benitzis Lachav Shazesh and Esra Alav. Umeis B'loi Banim. Lohim Tzai Kedavim and Atayra. Isn't his get uprooting Yibum? Because he's leaving her as an anxious sister Shimon, therefore Shimon won't be able to do Yibum if he marries his brother. Can we allow such a get?
What's the problem exactly?
Yeah. I don't know what the problem. I told you, I won't be able, I'm not explaining any of these questions. Question is, according to Eliezer, divorced her besides her Shimon, she married Shimon's brother, who died without children, Shimon can't do Yibum. That means, this get uprooted the mitzvah of Yibum. Halamatra says that Krisus. Must be it's not a get. That's what he said. Again, all these questions need explanations. Just reading them. Rashi.
The first husband asked her on
Shimon.
Were the Kedushin Tofsin?
Wasn't Kedushin. It was a get. We're back to get.
And then she married
Shimon's brother. She married Shimon's brother. Rabbi Eliezer said she's divorced
from Shimon's brother, then Shimon fell.
Then the brother died and she falls to Shimon. To Shimon, she's a married woman.
In other words, the first get was a lifetime. It's not approved by the second marriage.
Why should it be uprooted?
I'm asking, that's all.
Pash does not.
The first husband is still alive.
He divorced it to everybody besides for Shimon. That means as far as Shimon's concerned, she's still married to the first husband.
And Shimon is not a brother.
No brothers. Rashi, Nana Harim Kailai. Nana means he raised his voice. Kala Aniya Aksuva Bataira Aramas Kailai. Whenever it says the word Aniya, it means say it loud. That's why by Mikru Bikurim, Rashi says, Vanisa Vamarta, Lashon Haramas Kail. Parshas Kisava. Harishahokuzu Akagerusha. Harishahokuzu Akagerusha. She married the brother. So the way Rashi explains the question is, how can you have a get that uproots a mitzvah in the Torah? This get is uprooting Yibum. Now the Gemara is going to have a problem with this, but we'll let the Gemara do its thing. We're just learning the Braisa. Each of these questions are going to need explanations. We will let the Gemara explain each one as it goes along. At this point, we're reading the Braisa. That was Reb Tarfon's question. Nana Reb Yitzchak Gamar. Hekum Matzino Asel Lezeh Mutzel Lezeh. How do you ever find an Eitz Ish That's mutter to some and not to others. Ha'aser aser lako, ha'mutter mutter lako. You can't have this. Either she's mutter or she's aser. With this business of partially aser, partially mutter. Doesn't make any sense. That's Rabbi Isaac Lili not understanding Rabbi Eliezer's position. It's a raya, lamata shein zekrisis. That's his way of saying it. No Rashi. Did I say that Rashi shein zekrisis? I'm more betayim, so I'm a zekrisis, I did that already. Nana Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah, and he had the third question. And he said, doesn't the word krisis mean a total cut? How could you be married to him and have krisis at the same time? Right? Halamata says they're krisis. Isn't the word krisis say total cut?
That's
if two. No. Number two is just that logically you can't be married to one and not to the other. Either you're married or you're not married. You can't be married partially. And the third one is saying it's not a good get because the Torah said you need krisis. Rashi? Is there Rashi? She's still bound to him. Next case. Nana Rabbi Akiva Bamar. Let's say she went and married somebody else. He divorced her besides her Shimon. And she went and married, I don't know, Joe Schmo. She married somebody else. And Payal Abundim. She had children, marriage, perfectly legal. She was not married to him vis-a-vis that person. But it's Amalyn is Garsha. She got widowed or divorced from the second husband. And then, then she married Shimon. Now, that means retroactively, the get is butthole. I mean, she was never divorced. This is a case of Amanas. This wouldn't work by Chutz. This works by Amanas. And that means she was never divorced. If she was never divorced, her kids are mamzerim. Nimtzi get batul b'nei mamzerim. Halamata she has a krisis. How can you have a get? Now, Tesis has a problem here. She never married Shimon. Because, let's follow the circular reasoning. He divorced her from everybody besides her Shimon. So for Shimon, she's an Eishes Ish. She married Joe Schmo, had kids, Joe Schmo died. She married Shimon. She couldn't marry Shimon. She's an Eishes Ish. Wasn't chal. She never married Shimon. So what does that mean? She married Shimon. I'm a nasty. You don't marry Shimon. She didn't marry Shimon. She lived with Shimon. She didn't marry Shimon. Because if she married Shimon, then the get wasn't the get. Then she was never married to Joe Schmo. Again, she can't marry Shimon. It's impossible. She's an Eishes Ish vis-a-vis Shimon.
She was an Eishes Ish only to one person?
Exactly. Only to Shimon. She married Joe Schmo. She got divorced or widowed. She goes and married Shimon, which retroactively makes the get no good. That means she didn't marry Shimon.
It's logical to say that she can be an Eishes Ish only to one person.
That's what Rabbi Eliezer said. We've been going this 2 days. I can't redo the thing. Rabbi Eliezer said that. Whether you like it or not, he said it. And he had it from Sukkim.
So the second marriage doesn't get anything.
Second marriage can't work. Because if the second marriage works, that means he wasn't divorced. That means your second marriage didn't work. It's circular.
Third marriage.
Meaning, this is a circular thing.
So the second marriage...
Reuven divorced his wife on the condition she doesn't marry Shimon. She's not an Eishes Ish to Shimon. She's not. She's mutter to everybody except it's a condition. We're going in the case of a condition. She breaks the condition. Retroactively, she was never divorced. So she didn't break the condition. She never married Shimon. If she never married Shimon, the get is a get. Then she did marry Shimon. But if she married Shimon, it's not. It's a circular thing. It's a discussion. Yes, doctor.
You said a couple, incidentally, what's up with the TF 59 website? You said a couple of times if she was divorced or she died, the first husband still happened to be alive, right?
Yeah, I'm talking about divorced or died from the second husband. So this is Tyson's discussion. Ramban says, it's the easiest parent, that if a guy says you're divorced on the condition you don't marry Shimon, and he knows that if she married Shimon, he's not divorced, so she didn't marry Shimon, what he meant is she shouldn't live with Shimon, things that look like a marriage. She shouldn't act married to Shimon.
Oh, that's religion.
That's what the Ramban said. That's what Ramban said. Right, let's move on. Dr. Rashi, they need to get bottled refresh. I'm alive. I'm not sure to not see the plenty. But now I'm sorry. I'm zerim. Change that creases. So I'm the type of creases that maybe it's all the tape. So you can't have a get that causes mamzerus. Getting usually free from mamzerus, not cause mamzerus. Davar achar, Rabbi Kiva had a second question. Hayashayish is esh and nesrol of kayin. She said to her, "You're divorced from everybody besides Mr. Kayin." Umeis Hamagarish, and then he died. So Reuven divorced his wife on the condition she does. I'm sorry, I didn't say condition. Besides for everybody, besides for Mr. Cohen, she's not divorced as far as Mr. Cohen is concerned. Not Mr. Cohen. We don't like Mr. Cohen. We'll call him Mr. Smith, the Cohen, right? Katz, Mr. Katz. Now he dies, Reuven. So to the whole world, she's a grusha. To this Cohen, she's an amana. So it comes out, Nimtas Amana Etzloi, Ugrusha it's a kalada. Vis-a-vis Mr. Katz, she's a widow. Vis-a-vis the whole world, she's a grusha. Now, are we gonna let her marry the Kayan? Absolutely not.
Why?
Because she's divorced to the whole world. It's only there is at least a Reich Haget. She's a divorcee. So listen to this. She, since she's divorced from everybody else, we don't let her marry a Kayan, which is a love. But as far as anxious ish is concerned, she's an anxious ish to one person, but we let her marry anybody else. From Kayan, you won't let her marry because she's divorced to other people. But for anxious ish, the fact that she's married vis-a-vis Shimon doesn't mean she can't marry Levi. She can go marry Levi. You're worried about the Kayan, but you're not worried about the everybody else, and she's an anxious ish to one person? If you're such a machmer, that you're not letting her marry the Mr. Katz because she's a grusha to everybody else, so shouldn't you not let her marry anybody since she's an anxious ish to Shimon? If we're machmer vis-a-vis the Kayan, shouldn't we be machmer vis-a-vis everybody if she's an anxious ish to one person?
Who says we aren't?
Rabbi Yezer said she's a good get, she can marry anybody.
Not Rabbi Yezer, that's in the Bible.
Well, quick term of the answer, the Bible said.
Right.
Rashi. I mean, the Gemara. So, Kavu Chayim, Ma Grusha Shein Chalav, Ma the Grusha, which is the lightest, or it's a love, Asura Meshutza Gerish and Shabbat. She can't marry Mr. Katz because they're Gerish and Eishis Ishi Chamur Lekoshke, Lamata Shein Sekrisis. Amar Lam Rabbi Shua, Eim Mashivin Esari Lachamisa. Rabbi Zay, you guys are wrong. Nakai, Chasu Shom, Tanoim. You can't do this. He's not here to protect himself. You can't pile on like this. He's not here to protect himself. End of Brisa. Amarava, kula istu pircham barber blazim nazari the less lepircham. All the questions can be answered besides Rabbi Elazar and Azarias, who says it's not krisus. Tanya nami hachi, am Rabbi Yaisi, raya ani as devar Rabbi Elazar, but Azarias as devar kulam. I think he had the best question. Now we're going to go through every single question, what it was based on, what the answer can be. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, she's at Krisis. We did that. Linimtas Amonai to Kain Zed Lagabe Leigarsha. She's not divorced. Kuche to Kolada. I think Chad Gerish Shabbat because she's divorced to other people. Could mean the Leil. Asher all of our custom could mean the Leil. Misha Levad Asher Lakuna. The Kavuchaymer, right? Kavuchaymer. Ma. She should be asked to everybody because she's married vis-a-vis one person. Ma isha grusha. Madach isha grusha shu kal, which is a lighter isha. The less of the la ba'alma, it's only a lav. Matinu shasur al-kayin zesh al-kayin. Zesh yamona etzlim that gerish in Shabbat. Because of the Tagerish, Aisha Sishi Chamura, Aina Dinja Tiyasa Mitchia Tiretna Tadisha Shabbat, she should at least be us with everybody else. Because my Akayan Shemi Yagzim Gam Tshuva. You can't do this. He would have been here, he would have answered. After the Gemara explains the Rayas, the Gemara will explain the questions. Baruch Hashem, we will see everybody Sunday morning for Chazara. Baruch Hashem, a wonderful...